Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, when we first recorded lesson 10, it was the week before Christmas. And I have to say, it doesn't feel particularly Christmassy right here because it's the middle of the summer and we are sitting at the harbour in Mallorca, in Palma de Mallorca. But nonetheless, it's always useful to pick up some interesting vocabulary. And you'll be doing that in this episode, where you'll be learning a song and some Christmas words and phrases. I hope you enjoy.
Okay, so today's show is not so much about learning new phrases in Spanish, although we will be learning some words and phrases associated with Christmas. It's more about covering some cultural aspects of the Spanish-speaking world. As you heard earlier in today's show, we've got some interviews with a Mexican person and a Spanish person who'll be telling us a little about how they celebrate Christmas and the New Year. The first thing that we've got to learn, though, is how to talk about Christmas. Christmas in Spanish is Navidad.
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 Now, Navidad is the word for Christmas itself, and in actual fact, the Christmas season in Spanish is called Navidades.
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 Now, Navidades is literally the plural version of the word Navidad, so it's really like saying Christmases, Navidades. But it's really used for the Christmas season. Navidades is really everything from the middle of December right through into the new year. To say Happy Christmas, it's a phrase that we've come across maybe in previous lessons in preparation for this edition. Happy Christmas is Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
And if you're learning Latin American Spanish, you would be saying something like Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay, and we'll hear our Mexican friends saying that later on. Another phrase that's useful to know at this time of the year is Prospero Año Nuevo. Let's try splitting that up into the three separate words. Prospero.
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 Prospero is prosperous, okay? So, prospero, año.
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 Año means year. And nuevo?
Nuevo.
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 Nuevo means new. So, el año nuevo is the new year. Año nuevo.
Año nuevo.
Próspero año nuevo.
Próspero año nuevo.
Próspero año nuevo.
Próspero año nuevo.
Okay, and combine it with Feliz Navidad. So, Feliz Navidad y próspero año nuevo.
Feliz Navidad y próspero año nuevo.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, or a prosperous new year, as you say in Spanish. We'll be hearing these phrases again when Yair and Ana speak about their Christmas and New Year experiences. And that's exactly what we're going to listen to now. These recordings were made out in a coffee shop in Glasgow, and the recording is probably not quite as good quality as it here in the studio, so apologies for that. Hopefully you'll still be able to understand everything that Yair and Anna are saying. And to begin with, here is Yair introducing himself using some of the phrases and the constructions that you've learned so far in Coffee Break Spanish. So you're listening to Coffee Break Spanish, and this time we're on location in one of my favourite coffee shops in Glasgow. I'm here with a Mexican friend who is going to be talking to us today a bit about how Christmas is celebrated in his country. Hola.
Hola. Buenos días.
¿Qué tal?
Muy bien.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Yair.
Yair, ¿de dónde eres?
Soy de México. Soy de Veracruz, pero ahora vivo en Glasgow, Escocia.
¿En qué trabajas, Yair?
Soy maestro.
¿Y te gusta tu trabajo?
Me encanta.
Muy bien, pues muchas gracias, Yair. I hope everybody understood that little conversation. If you've been listening to Coffee Break Spanish since the very beginning, you probably will have understood it. Now, Yair is here to talk to us about how they celebrate Christmas in Mexico. So, Yair, can you tell us a little, first of all, about the preparations for Christmas in Mexico?
We start with the celebration called the Posadas. The Posada symbolizes the journey of Maria Joseph to Bethlehem. It lasts 9 days and it's quite fun.
So what exactly happens during the Posadas?
The people gather in a house and they start celebrating with eating tamales, bread, chocolate, and breaking the piñata.
So can you explain a little about what actually happens in the Posada?
Okay, a group of religious people start from the church to each house. There are 9 houses that give shelter to the people that come. And they give food, drink, so that all can enjoy. And it's between the 16th of December until the 24th of December.
So this tradition happens every day in the run-up to Christmas?
Yes.
And what happens on the last day, on the 24th of December?
On the 24th of December, it's a day called Noche Buena. Noche Buena is when people celebrate the birth of the baby Christ. And we do the same things. We drink chocolate, we break the piñata, and after that, we go to the church and we pray for the birth of Jesus Christ. And then we come back after that and we finish it in the house of the last Posada.
And on Christmas Day itself, what happens?
On Christmas, the family gather and we have a dinner. It consists of a bacalao. It's a dish. And we drink ponche. It's a fruit punch, and also turkey, stuffed turkey, that's pavo relleno. For dessert, we eat buñuelos, that is a type of crisps.
And after the meal, you return to church, I believe.
Yes, we do. We go to the church, and we thank Jesus Christ for this dinner and to God. And we pray for 1 hour, and then we party after that.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias, Yair, y feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad y próspero año nuevo a todos los oyentes de Coffee Break Spanish alrededor del mundo.
Now, in addition to Yair, we're also here with another friend, and this is Anna from Spain. Anna, can you begin by introducing yourself in Spanish for our listeners?
Hola, me llamo Ana, soy de Barcelona, pero ahora vivo en Glasgow, en Escocia. Trabajo en un colegio y me gusta mucho mi trabajo.
Ana, ¿tienes hermanos?
Sí, tengo un hermano mayor que se llama Miguel y él vive en Valencia.
¿Y en tu tiempo libre qué te gusta hacer?
En mi tiempo libre me gusta ir al cine, me gusta salir con mis amigos y me gusta mucho leer.
Muy bien.
Anna, you have been listening to what Yair has been saying about the traditions of Christmas in Mexico. Do you have similar traditions in Spain with the posadas and the preparations for Christmas Day?
In Spain, Christmas is a religious feast or holiday, but we don't have the posadas. We have a mass on Christmas Eve, and then we have a family get together on Christmas Day.
And can you tell me, do children receive presents on Christmas Day? Does Father Christmas come to Spain?
Yes, we have Father Christmas in Spain, but we have three special wise men, the kings of Orient. They are Melchor, Gaspar, and Baltasar. And they came the 5th of January, the evening of 5th of January, to give presents to all the children. And we have a great parade that day, and children can see the kings. And the day after, the 6th of January, they can open their presents.
Children receive presents on Christmas Day and on the 6th of January.
Yes, they are very fortunate, and they have presents two times in Christmas.
Tienen mucha suerte, ¿no?
Sí, tienen mucha suerte los niños españoles.
Now, you said that you're from Barcelona. I believe there's another tradition that's particular to Barcelona about receiving presents that's got something to do with a log of wood. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. In Catalonia, children have a special log with a face painted on it and with a Father Christmas hat. And during the days before Christmas Day, children feed this log. On Christmas Day, children have to hit the log with a stick to obtain the presents the log has been preparing for them. So, and this tradition is called the Cagatío.
Okay, we've talked about Christmas. Are there any New Year traditions in Spain?
Yeah, we have a great tradition for New Year's Eve. And it consists all the people in Spain is waiting for the clock to reach 12. And all the people reunite or join each other in the squares or in Madrid, in La Plaza del Sol. And the people who is at home watches on TV. And when the clock reach 12, we listen the chimes and we eat a grape for each chime. So we have to eat 12 grapes. And it means you will be lucky for the next year.
Okay. And any other New Year traditions?
Yes, we have another one. And this tradition is that we have to wear some underwear red, because it means you will be lucky for the next year also.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, well, hopefully all our listeners are going to be buying their grapes, buying their logs to hit with sticks, and also wearing red underwear this coming Christmas and New Year. Muchas gracias, Ana, y feliz Navidad.
Muchas gracias, feliz año nuevo y feliz Navidad a todos.
And finally, in Catalonia, you wouldn't perhaps say feliz Navidad. What would you say?
We say bon Nadal y feliz año nuevo.
And that's in Catalan, the language of Catalonia.
Yes, it is.
Bueno, bon Nadal y feliz año nuevo.
Igualmen.
Muchas gracias, Yair y Ana. Feliz Navidad y próspero año nuevo a vosotros también.
And just to add something to Anna's description of the Cagatillo tradition, I found a video on YouTube, which hopefully explains a little more about what the tradition involves, and I'll post this on the website. So, Cara, what's next?
Over the past few weeks, many of you have been sending in your introductions for us to include in this programme. We're delighted to bring you La Comunidad de Coffee Break Spanish!
Hola, encantado. Me llamo Graham. Soy de Londres, pero ahora vivo en Hadley, West Midlands, Inglaterra. Hasta la próxima podcast. Adiós.
Hola, Cara. Hola, Mark. Saludos de Alemania. Me llamo Sibylle. Vivo en Düsseldorf y soy médica. Yo quiero trabajar en España y el podcast es una gran ayuda para aprender español. ¡Feliz Navidad! Y próspero año nuevo.
Hola, Mark y Kara. ¿Qué tal? Me llamo Ian McCallum y vivo en San Diego, California, en los Estados Unidos. Gracias por el podcast Coffee Break Spanish y Feliz Navidad.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Estoy muy bien. Me llamo Juan y soy de China, pero vivo en San Diego, California, los Estados Unidos. Soy estudiante y tengo 15 años. Me gusta aprender español. I just want to thank you guys for creating this Spanish podcast in your free times, and it's really helpful. Gracias a Mar y Cara y adiós.
Hola, me llamo Ritesh. Soy de la India. Vivo en Gujarat. Soy un estudiante de la ingeniería. Me gusta la música. Me gusta la literatura. Me gusta el chocolate también. Muchas gracias. Adiós.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Me llamo Gamal. Soy de Cairo, en Egipto. Pero ahora vivo en Hamburgo, en Alemania. Mi mujer se llama Angélica y mi hijo se llama Kevin. Me gusta el deporte y aprende español. I wish a Merry Christmas to all listeners of Coffee Break Spanish all around the world. Hasta pronto.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Me llamo Juliet. Soy de Oxford, pero vivo en Londres, Inglaterra. I'd just like to say a huge Merry Christmas to all the Coffee Break Spanish listeners all across the world. So, Feliz Navidad, adios, y hasta pronto.
Wasn't that absolutely fantastic? Enhorabuena a todos. Muy bien. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much for sending us in those recordings. And if you're a new listener to Coffee Break Spanish, feel free to send us in your recording and we'll include that in a future show. So, Cara, ¿te gusta cantar?
Sí, me gusta cantar, pero no canto bien.
¿No cantas bien? Bueno, espero que vosotros cantéis bien. I hope all of you sing well, because it's now time for Coffee Break Spanish to reach new levels. We are actually going to be teaching you a Christmas song. We're going to go through the words, and the song is called Navidad. What does Navidad mean?
Christmas.
Christmas, okay? It's called Navidad, Navidad, Christmas, Christmas. But it's to a tune that many of you will know. It's the tune of Jingle Bells. We're going to learn the words to this song and then we'll put them to music. You should be aware that not all of these words will make sense immediately to you, but try to get the sound of the word and try to learn what the words mean as we explain them. So the first line is Navidad, Navidad, hoy es Navidad. Can you all try saying that together? Navidad, 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 hoy es Navidad. Now, the word hoy, it's spelt H-O-Y. Hoy means today. So, hoy es Navidad. Cara, what does that mean?
Today is Christmas.
Today is Christmas. Hoy es Navidad. Repeat that bit.
Hoy es Navidad.
So the whole line is Navidad, Navidad, hoy es Navidad.
Navidad, 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 hoy es Navidad.
Okay, let's move on to the next line, and this is a bit more tricky. It starts with con campanas. Con campanas. Let's repeat that together.
Con campanas.
Todos juntos, everyone together.
Con campanas.
Now, campanas are bells. So, con campanas means with bells. With bells, este día.
Este día.
Now, este día, you know what día means already?
Day.
Day. So, este día is?
This day.
This day. We came across este when we were talking about this is my father, this is my brother. Este es mi hermano. So, este día is this day. Con campanas este día.
Con campanas este día.
Todos juntos.
Con campanas este día.
And then the last part of that line is hay que festejar.
Hay que festejar.
Hay que festejar. Todos juntos.
Hay que festejar.
Festejar is a verb and it means to celebrate. And hay que means that you have to do something. So, hay que festejar. You have to celebrate this day, este día, con campanas, with bells. So you have to ring bells to celebrate this day. Let's try the whole line together. I'll say it first, then you can all say it after me. Con campanas este día hay que festejar.
Con campanas este día hay que festejar.
Muy bien, muy bien. Okay, so the first line, Navidad, Navidad, hoy es Navidad. Todos juntos.
Navidad, Navidad, hoy es Navidad.
Y luego,
con campanas este día hay que festejar.
The third line is similar to the first line. It starts Navidad, Navidad, and then porque ya nació. Porque ya nació.
Porque ya nació.
Try that last word again. Nació.
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 And in Latin American Spanish, you would say nació.
Nació.
So, Navidad, Navidad, porque ya nació.
Navidad, Navidad, porque ya nació.
And that means because already was born. Okay, we're going to find out who was born in the next line. ¿Por qué? Because ya nació, already was born. Ya is the word for already. So let's try that line again.
Navidad, Navidad, Navidad porque ya nació.
Then our next line, our final line is ayer noche.
Ayer noche.
You already know what noche means?
Night.
Night. And ayer noche, this is a shortened form of ayer por la noche, last night. Ayer means yesterday. Ayer noche.
Ayer noche.
And then noche buena.
Noche buena.
Noche buena is something that Yair mentioned in his description of what they do in Mexico. Noche buena is the Spanish word for Christmas Eve. So, ayer noche, noche buena.
Ayer noche, noche buena.
Now, noche buena literally means good night, the good night. Noche buena. And it's a good night because that was the time that a certain somebody was born, and the certain somebody, el niñito Dios.
El niñito Dios.
Okay, so Dios, the word for God. Niñito is a little child, a little boy. So, el niñito Dios.
El niñito Dios.
Todos juntos.
El niñito Dios.
So, ayer noche, Nochebuena, el niñito Dios.
Ayer noche, Nochebuena, el niñito Dios.
Okay, I think it's time to try this with some music. Cara, ¿vas a cantar? Are you going to sing?
No.
¿Estás segura?
Sí.
Cara's sure she's not going to sing. Okay, it's over to you then, our listeners, to be singing along with Navidad, Navidad. Just repeat after me.
Navidad, Navidad, oh yes, Navidad.
Over to you.
Con campanas este día hay que festejar. Navidad, Navidad, porque ya nació. Ayer noche, Nochebuena, el niñito Dios.
Okay, that wasn't so bad, was it? Well, I don't know about you, maybe I should stick to teaching Spanish. Okay, we're going to now join in all together singing along. So let's hear your best singing voices and off we go.
Navidad, Navidad, hoy es Navidad. Con campanas este día hay que festejar. Navidad, Navidad. Ayer noche, Nochebuena, el niñito Dios. Navidad, Navidad, hoy es Navidad. Con campanas este día hay que festejar. Navidad, Navidad, porque ya nació. Ayer noche, Nochebuena, el niñito Dios.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.